The Young Artists Program has been around for 13 years. It's a free program for students in both Summit and Wasatch counties. They need to submit a couple pieces of their artwork along with a pretty comprehensive essay application. Artistic Director Amy McDonald from the Kimball Arts Center says students don't have to have an extensive portfolio. They're able to tell a lot with just a couple of images.
It's a terrific program for kids to really get involved with how to use your art to invigorate communities, how to learn all kinds of new techniques and skills, understand creative professions, and it's really for those that are seriously interested in creative projects and technique and the serious study of art. So it's for a really terrific group of young people.
This year's class is planning to finish up their 2016-2017 projects by the end of May. McDonald says they have three installation projects going on now.
The woman who commissioning the Young Artists Academy talked to the folks at East High School and they said, we would love a mural here. So it's a gift to the school. And these other mural projects that we're doing, one is over in a bathroom at a condo, harkens off of a piece from an arts festival that these women bought. They'll be really beautiful. And the third, we've already done a mural at St. Regis that was in the windows, that was sort of a linear landscape, winter into spring.
Park City High School 11th grader Sam Mason says he's explored a lot during the past year and even sold one of his pieces during their art show, although he points out it was just to his dad.
Whenever I've drawn, I've just like drawn at home or like in class, and I've just been using the same materials. Like, I've always just drawn with like inks and markers and pens on like the margins of my schoolwork, but when I came here and there was a bunch of different areas that I could really explore with art, like, I mean, there was a project where we filled out an entire sketchbook, which I've never even successfully done. There's been ones where we've had to make wearable art, which is something I've like, never even thought about.
Treasure Hill Junior High student Caroline Powell says she's also tried a lot of new things during the year.
Definitely got to try a lot of new mediums, done like a ton of cool projects that I would have like never been able to do without this program. I feel like it's broaden my horizon, I guess, on all sorts of different things. I really enjoyed our Jimmy Toro project. We got to work with an artist, and he actually got to come and help mentor us and help us with our work, and then he featured our work in one of his shows, which was really cool.
The deadline for applications for the next class is May 14th. It's a once-a-week, 10-month-long commitment starting in August. Applications online at KimballArtsCenter.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.